Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, all in favor to help Violet from Goodyear get revenge on her hubby, Austin, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Violet.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great, man. We hear you're not so great this morning. What's going on?
Yeah, feeling a little embarrassed.
Well, you married him. That's your fault.
Joey.
Kidding.
Well, I want to get back at my husband for mainly embarrassing me in front of our, we have twin boys. So
oh.
I want to get back at him.
Okay. How old are the boys?
They're teenagers. They're 14.
14. Okay. I can relate. So what did he do to embarrass you in front of them?
So they're getting harder to impress, like, the older they get, right? They're in this just, like, awful teenage state.
Oh, I can relate.
I've noticed, too, that the boys have been bonding more with their father, my husband, Austin. And out of nowhere, I got some pictures, texts from my boys while I was at work. And they were sexy pictures that I sent to Austin. But they had the pictures and turned them into GIFs and put Bitmojis all over.
Oh, my God.
They were trying to memeify you?
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
That's very weird.
That's so weird.
What?
It's so weird. It's so embarrassing. I mean, you guys probably get that I took photos of myself at one point, sent them to Austin.
I don't believe you. Send the pictures over. Let me see. Bitmojis. No.
What?
No. You can use your imagination.
That's totally fine.
Hold on. I'm using my imagination.
When I told my husband, though, he just started laughing, and apparently, like, they had asked him about dating girls, and the topic of sending pictures came up, and for whatever perverted reason, Austin showed the boys some of these photos.
What the hell? Why would he show his son sexy pictures of their mom?
I have no idea. It's bizarre. It's bizarre, and the boys keep making jokes about it,
oh my God.
Austin laughs about it, and everything's all at my expense, and I really need to embarrass him back, and I want to
do it. So, Miss Violet, now we talk about sexy pictures, though. Like, what are you wearing in these pictures?
Oh, so I'm not. It's like lingerie.
I'm not.
Okay, so you're not. So your twin boys are looking at naked pictures of you.
No, they're not. I'm not naked.
Okay.
No, it's like lingerie, and my husband had been gone for a week, and I just was trying things on, and I just sent
Hello.
Him some pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like teens are usually like, ew, like, gross, I don't want to see my mom like that. The
right.
fact that they kept them and then tried to meme you, that's...
You must be a hot mom.
Well, yes. But...
Oh, go ahead, Violet.
Get it, girl.
That's just like they put... emojis over my eyes and like made me like underwater. They did all these stupid things.
Your husband is sick of the mind, and I like him.
Like
him a lot.
That is so, oh my God. No, that's weird. That's very weird.
Yeah, I think we got to get back at him.
We do.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
So what we're going to do, Miss Violet, we're going to give you 600 seconds to get back at your hubby. We're going to give him a call. He won't know that we're eavesdropping on it. And you got 600 seconds to get him to baby talk to you live on the radio to embarrass him back. How's that?
I love it. Yes, thank you.
Wow. Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
Not as much now, but he used to a lot when the boys were little. So I think I can pull it out of him.
Oh, whoa.
Oh.
Okay.
That's what got you in trouble in the first place. With twins.
Oh, no.
If you know what I'm talking about.
No.
Okay, so Violet, hold on to your chonies or your lingerie or both. We're going to call your hubby up next with a cupcake call, okay?
Love it.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun, sugar plum, humpy, humpy, humpy. You are my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do
so
you?
We're back with the cupcake call. We spoke moments ago with Violet letting us know that her husband has quite the sense of humor. Their twin, a 14-year-old boy, started asking dad about girls and picture sending and sexy picture sending, and I guess dad thought it would be educational to show them sexy pictures of mom.
My God.
Which is so uncomfortable.
So weird. Violet, why?
I just think that he wanted to use it as a cheap way to get...
No, that's not the question. Why did you marry this guy? Like,
oh, my God!
Why, Violet?
Oh, my God. At this point, I don't know. We'll find out.
Girl, don't be like that. Listen.
So what did your boys do with the pictures?
So they just like graffitied them with Bitmojis and GIFs. I mean, it's just really embarrassing.
Oh, God.
I mean, at least if there's one thing you know, maybe they're going to be super talented graphic designers when they grow up.
I was just thinking that.
Right?
They're going to put that in their resume.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just don't get them a portfolio because that would be weird.
Yeah. All right, Ms. Violet, we put 600 seconds on the clock. We're going to call your husband right now. He has no idea. We're going to be eavesdropping on the phone call as well as the Valley of the Sun. And you got to get him to baby talk to you live on the radio and embarrass him back.
Okay, I can do it.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hey, babe, do you have a second?
Yes. Everything all right?
I'm just really frustrated. So, long story short, the kids threw out the breakfast this morning, and I don't understand why they're not respecting me anymore, and they just, like, threw it out into the garbage after I worked so hard. Babe, I just don't understand what's going on with them lately.
They're probably just having a bad day.
What do you mean a bad day? They just woke up and I made them breakfast. I don't know. It's just, I'm like, it's almost that time of the month and I'm just like feeling really emotional.
It's a phase. Just don't get upset. You're getting upset for no reason.
Do you remember though how you used to talk to them when they were babies?
Yeah.
I just miss when they were young and when you were like, so sweet to them, and you would sing them the lullaby sometimes. Remember Frère Jacques?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are all close. I feel like it's the three boys against me. And can you just sing the song?
Sing what? The French song?
Frère Jacques, the lullaby. Can you just sing it to me? I just want to feel better, and I feel like that will make me feel so much better.
You want me to sing it to you here, now?
Yes, babe, just sing it to me. I don't feel good.
You want me to sing that song and you're going to feel better? I don't...
Please, I just want to feel like it's 10 years ago and that everything is fine.
I don't even remember the words.
Just do your best, love, all please. Right. Ugh.
Ferrara Jacques. Ferrara Jacques, Domingo, ding dong ding.
Austin,
said some of those martinis.
I knew it.
Well, you do it.
Did you know you're live on the radio right now, Austin?
Who heard this?
Who didn't?
That's the better question, right? Well, you're all live on the radio right now. It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Dude, all my friends listen to this. Come on.
Oh my God. That was very well done, Austin.
Oh, wow. Right, I don't think.
Violet, you want to let him know why you're getting revenge on him live on the radio right now?
Yeah, no more sharing mommy's pictures, Austin. Do it one more time, and I'm going to thank you.
Whoa.
Yeah. Come on. Well, you're weirdo. Why are you sharing your wife's pair of Jacques to your twin boys?
Ew.
Her pair of Jacques.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So that makes us even, putting me wow. Okay.
I say we need Austin for an encore.
Oh, okay. Can we join? Let me look. I don't even remember how the song goes. Let's do it.
Ready, Austin?
Pair of Jacques. Ding dong. Ding dong.
Ding dong ding.
Ding dong ding.
Ding dong ding.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.